The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Maseches Vachim is Daf Kuf Chet, and we are holding on Kuf Zayin Amud Beit. And we're up to Omar Ula, which is above the middle of the page. So Omar Ula, Hashochet al gargo shelechal chaya. Now let's remember where we were, because otherwise this is going to come like absolutely in the middle of nowhere. What we learned yesterday was that we have two psukim. One pasuk is, and it's really very strange. I mean, when you start reading the pasuk of Shkut Echot, it says Ish asher yishchat ba machane or asher yishchat michutz la machane. Is it michutz la machane or is it ba machane? Very strange pasuk. So we finally got to understand what that means. But had it said michutz la machane, it would have meant chutz la shalosh machanot, because we would have learned it out from the use of chutz la machane when it comes to the mitzvah chutz la machane, such as by the Purim HaNisrafim. Therefore, it says, comes along to say, no, I mean ba machane. No, so that even if it's in the machane, but it's not in the correct place in the machane. That's the point. It's considered to be michutz machane. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, you might think that even if you're shochet an eula in the dorim, because that's the machane, it's just the wrong machane, that we understand that the drosha of oil michutz machane comes to compare the usage of the word machane. Just like michutz machane means that it would be, had it meant a simple meaning, chutz shalosh machanes, is completely and totally not ro'i for any type of carbon, so too does the meaning of machane over here have to be limited by something that would be a correct machane for some carbon, not for one carbon, but not another carbon, and therefore, if he would shech bedorim, it would not be the equivalent of michutz machane, because it only would affect kochei kadoshim, not kochin kam. That's what we had learned yesterday. And today, Ula comes along to point out that if that's the case, if you go ahead and you're shechet on the roof of the heichal, you would be chayim. Why? Because you're not allowed to shecht any zevach on the roof of the heichal, and therefore it would be the equivalent of michutz l'machane, just like the Har HaBayit is michutz l'machane, because now you're defining it in terms of ro'i l'chol zevach. That's how you're defining the nature of chutz l'machane. Any place which is not ro'i l'chol zevach is b'chayev for shkut echutz. Matkif lo rova. Now wait a minute. If that would be the case, then all we would need to have would be nichtov kra. The pasuk would only need to write, according to you, the two words, the machane and the chutz l'machane. No more than that. Ba machane ve'chutz l'machane. The whole part of el petach ol moed lo hevio is absolutely unnecessary, because el petach ol moed is coming to tell me what. I now have all the Hagdoras. I can't make a mistake and think that the problem is the din of literally Shalosh Machanais. I can't make the mistake and think that anything that's in the wrong place, like a Kotche Kotchin Bedorim, would be included in Shkut Echot. So what don't I know, Ula? What don't I know? What are you adding from Petach Ol Moed? I say, therefore, why does it say El Petach Ol Moed? El Petach Ol Moed normally. It's coming to tell me, the El Petach Ol Moed lo heviyon. When you brought it up to the top of the Heichal, did you come to the Petach Ol Moed? Yeah. You went upstairs. No? So it says, El Petach Ol Moed lo hevio. If you're in the mitcham of the Azara, which contains the Heichal, how can you say you never brought it to Petach Ol Moed? That's the whole point. The reason I throw in those words is to say, but don't think that I mean that you're actually in the area of the Azara, just you're in a place that's not Roy for Karbonis. No. See? So it can't mean what you're saying. If what you were saying was correct, there'd be no meaning to Petach Ol Moed. Therefore, I say that it must be Lav Lama'ute Gago, says the Gemara. Wait a minute. According to Rava, if that's the case, then I would know everything from Petach Ol Moed. Just the opposite. Because according to him, he's saying anywhere in the Azara is considered to be the equivalent of Petach HaOmoed. And the only problem is Petach HaOmoed. So now, why would I need to know the whole idea of comparison to be chutz l'machaneh in order to be mamayet, the shechita of a kochin kochim and varayla, the dorom? Just say, hey, wait a minute. If you brought an oila into the mitcham of the Azarah, did you bring it to Petach HaOmoed? Yes. Certainly the dorom of the Azarah is not going to be worse than the Gog of the Heichal. The dorom of the Azarah is even good for Kachin Kali. The Gog of the Heichal that Rava claims is also not a chiyuv of Shkutei Chutz because it's Petach HaOmoed. Kol Shekein sitting in the Azarah is Petach HaOmoed. So Rava just takes out the floor from the whole drasha. But he's asking on Ula, what do we do with Petach HaOmoed? He should ask on himself if he believes that Petach HaOmoed is motzi gago shel heichal from Shkutei Chutz. He should ask on himself, what do I need mechutz l'machaneh for? Doesn't have to say mechutz l'machaneh to teach me that as long as it's roi for some carbon. So according to Rava, let it say El Petach HaOmoed, and that would be Mamayat Gago, and Mamela, I understand that the Chiyuv is anything other than Petach HaOmoed, which would mean anywhere in the Machaneh Levia, outside of the Azara, is Chayev. Don't say B'machaneh, don't say Mifutz HaMachaneh, just say El Petach HaOmoed Levia, V'nichra, that's all. Perfect. So obviously, he's proving that it can't mean what he claims it means. Does this make sense? Let's see that inside. So if this is what Rava believes, says the Gemara, so then the Rava in Kein Nichtava Petach HaOmoed, more do we need Bamachana? What do we need Machutzo Machana Lomali? So the contrary, if anything, it's proving to me La Tuye Gago must be that the meaning of Petach HaOmoed is Dafka. The combination of Machane and Chutzo Machane, Dafka tells us that Ula is right, and as far as the din of Petach HaOmoed, that's for some other purpose. Namely, as we'll see later, it has to be royal of Petach HaOmoed, Mashenka Zabarishek's Poradum. That's never meant to be Petach HaOmoed. That's not considered to be Shkutei Chutz. But it clearly can't be what Rava's saying. So Rava is even worse then his problems with Ula, his problems he creates for himself are much worse by believing that Petach HaOmoed would be Mamayat, the din of Gaga. Therefore, according to Rava, all we needed to do was basically to say the din of Petach HaOmoed, which would say everything that we need, Shochet Bedorim, and Shechet al Gaga Echal, and all of these cases, that you would be Potter, and anything outside of that, if it isn't a Petach HaOmoed, as long as it was as long as it was in the outside of the Azara, anywhere outside of the Azara, not Petach HaOmoed, it would be Chayev. I mean, what do we need this whole fancy combination of Machana and Chutz LaMachana Lomali? The only explanation would be to explain not to use Petach HaOmoed in the way that you said to use it, but instead to tell me on the contrary, that Shochik and Gag of the Heichal when it did be Chayev, and therefore to understand that the Pshat of Petach HaOmoed Lo Hevi O would be to say that it has to be Royal of Petach HaOmoed. In other words, if you shechted something that wasn't the type of thing that could be brought into the HaOmoed, so then you would be not Chayev of Vachutz. Let's say that you take Kachibet HaKabai and you shechted me, or the Paraduma. But it certainly can't become to tell me this, because then everything breaks down. So it's obvious that the whole point is that we're not supposed to be using Petach HaOmoed to tell me what you think, namely to be motzi gago shel heichal. On the contrary, the whole point of chutz l'machana then would be to add gago shel heichal, and Ula was correct in saying that you would be chayiv. Omri Mori, not necessarily. It could be that Rava was really right, that gago shel heichal is potter. The reason we have to add michutz l'machana, and it wouldn't be enough to say that if it's Petach HaOmoed, is because you might have thought that in a case where Kula Bifnim V'Tzavora B'Chutz. So the behemoth is essentially inside of the Azara, but its neck is outside of the Azara. So if the Torah hadn't said the Bichutz HaMachaneh, it would have said, well, look, I mean, it's still Petach HaOmoed, that's enough, doesn't have to be entirely. It comes along Bichutz HaMachaneh to tell me, no, there's a different standard. It has to really be entirely. Wait, it says the word. That is a horrible example. In the case of Tzavora B'Chutz, well, obviously, who cares where the rear end is? I mean, well, if the Torah is makpid on Shechita, so Pshita, you would be chayiv in this case where the neck itself, where you're doing the Shechita, is Chutz L'Petach HaOmoed. I mean, after all, on my copy, Rachamana, what does the Torah care about here? in the creation of the sister. Shechita, right? And Shechita, in this case, if the tzavar is bachutz, it's certainly bachutzi, and therefore I don't need any pussy to tell me that where the deck of the animal is outside, I do the shechita outside, that's not big. That is, by no stretch of the imagination, going to be called petach ha'amoid. I don't need bachutz ha'machana to change that. Ela, sorry, says let me rephrase that. The idea is the same, that there still needs to be a guide as to what the meaning, how far we should extend this idea, petach ha'amoid, but it's the opposite, obviously. But it's a latuye, it's to include in the chiyuv of shechut echud, even where the animal was entirely outside, but I did the shechita because tzavara was bifnim. So I'd say, okay, so you did the shechita, petach ha'amoid. Kamash melanda, that's not what is going to be definitive. And if the body of the animal is outside, so then comes along chutz l'machana to tell me that it's still chutz l'machana, and you would be chayev in that case. But it certainly could be that petach ha'amoid is correctly being utilized by Rav, as he said, to exclude the case of gagash aleichal, and that rule would be wrong. The next issue is, what's the halacha b'zman hazeh? Itzman. Hamale b'zman hazeh. Somebody brings a korban, and he brings it down in his backyard b'zman hazeh. What's the din? Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav, Reish Lakish amar patur. So Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav, he says, look, once Yerushalayim is built, kidusha rishana kichala sha'ata v'kichala atid lavo, and therefore even after the korban, you still are not allowed to bring a korban anywhere else. Reish Lakish amar patur, kidusha rishana kichala sha'ata v'lo kichala atid lavo. Since there is no longer el hamakim, because the kiddush of hamakim was lost at the korban, to memela, you have now heter abamot again. You're not chay. Wait, isn't this the machloket in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara. Neima de beplukta de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Kamifli, we discussed this earlier. Titnan. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Kishayu bonim. I heard that kishayu bonim by Hechal, when they were building at the time of Ezra, the Hechal, so they made kiloyim behechal and kiloyim ba'azarot. They built, actually, out of cloth, the equivalent of the walls of the Hechal and the walls of the Azor. The only difference was that when they put the walls of the Hechal, they put the wall so that the building could be around the outside of the curtains that they put up. And in the Azora, they were building within the curtains that they put up. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua says, Omer Rabbi Yoshua, I heard... What he appears to say, I heard not like that. In other words, I heard that this was unnecessary. Shehoyu makrivin, afa pishein bayit. Ye could bring korbanos even though there was no bayit at all. Vochlim kotche kotchim in the Azora, afa pishein kiloim, even though there were no curtains, there were no mechitzes, and they could eat kotchim kalim and maisesheni in Yerushalayim, even though there was no choma. So, therefore, what was the need to recreate mechitzot? Now, it seems that Rabbi Yeshua is arguing, remember, these two things are brought side by side. They both came, this is an idiot, they both came to be made, l'fnei chachamim, in Kerem Be'Avna, and they were telling over these halachas. So, I mean, it certainly seems that there's a machlokas over here, and Rabbi Yeshua is saying, look, Rabbi Eliezer, you're saying that they had to put up these curtains. I assume the reason they had to put up these curtains was because without a mechitza, you can't be re-mekadesh the Azora. Without a mechitza, you can't be re-mekadesh Yerushalayim. So they put it up in order to be able to bring the special korbanos to the talucha, and so on, which creates the kedusha. Well, I heard that you don't need any of that, because the original kedusha was still there. So why would we have a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about a Mishnah? It's very strange. Says the Gemara, as we said earlier, no. Omele Ravina Ravashi, I don't understand. Why are we jumping to the conclusion that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing before? Each one is just saying over an edut that they have. Dilma de Kuliyama Kedusha Rishonaki Chalashatavaki Chalati Lavo, Umar Madishmi Aleka Omar, Umar Madishmi Aleka Omar. Maybe they're not arguing at all in terms of the dinim. It's just that Rebbe Eliezer says, look, Lamaisa, I'm just telling you a historical fact. They put up Kiloim and then they built. Rebbe Eliezer is saying, I'm telling you, my Rebbe Yeshua is saying, I'm telling you that Lahalocha, you can be makriv without that. And you can eat without that. You'll say, so, I mean, if they're not arguing about the din, then what are they? What would be the reason to put up this kiloim? So, v'chi temek la'im l'Rebbe Eliezer l'omale, let's niota. Let's niota be'almai. Put it up Because it isn't Derech Eretz. What do you have? Like a wide open field? You're going to say, because it still retains the Kedusha of the original Mechitzot. So therefore, well, we should have everything wide open to the public. And so therefore, they put it up. But it's not necessarily that it was put up in order to recreate the dinim that were within the Mechitzot. It could be those dinim never changed. Itzma. Hamale ve'in bo kizayit. Suppose somebody now is being male, and it's not a kizayit. Now the minimal haktorah is we're going to see is a shear of a kizayit. And there's a bone in the piece of meat that he's bringing, so together with the bone, it's mashlimo le kizayit. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Yochayav on Shechut Echot. Even though you don't have a haktorah of basar. We'll see. Reish Lakish Amar Patur. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, you'd be part on Shechut Echot, you don't have the minimal shear of akrav. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chayav, because Chiburei Olin Ko'olim Dami. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, Lamaisa, you'd have to bring this up on the Mizbeah, if need. So that means that anything which is still connected to that which needs to be brought up is considered to be the equivalent of what's being brought up. So it's Bashlim this year. It's not just that you don't take it out because, I don't know, you don't need to, it isn't pretty. It's that it's actually, as long as it's connected, part of the Haktorah. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, you're potter. Chiburei Eilin are not part of the Haktorah, and they do not have a din of Eilin. You just don't take them out, you put them up.
Chiburei Eilin
part of the bones? Yeah, well, anything that was connected. The thing we had before, the Karnayim, the Gidim that are not Roy Lachila, the Atzamais, the Tlafayim, anything which on its own wouldn't be brought up, but is currently Mechubar, and you don't take it off, I mean, unless it fell, say it fell off, but you don't take it off of what it is that's going to be Mala, as we saw before.
How do we find anything that doesn't have any signs, like
Shepherd? Well, you cut, it's cut up.
After we Shepherd,
when
we cut it up?
Yeah, you have to cut it up.
That's
it.
But our whole thing we're doing is going with Shepherd, version.
We're talking about bringing up. Ma'aleh needs to bring up. What? It is kriva. Yes, ma'aleh is to be bring up on the Mizbeah. Not to be shef. Yeah. Now, another question by Rava. Hamale Rosh Ben Yonah She'en Bo Kizayit. Let's say that you're bringing up the head of an Eila Sa'if, which is very small. And the thing is that now that it's dipped in salt, so now there's a Kizayit between the salt that's on it and the head. Melach Mashlimo Le Kizayit. Mal. So Rava Mi Parzakia says to Ravashi, why is Rava asking this? Isn't this the same thing as we just found about the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Lav Einu Plotad Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Binogea Chiburei Ochlim. This seems to be the equivalent of Chiburei Ochlim. No, he said to him, absolutely not. You can ask the question according to either Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Tiboyle Rabbi Yochanan, v'tiboyle Reish Lakish. Tiboyle Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said that a bone is considered to be Chiburei Ochlin, and it's also Mashu Mekazayat. Well, obviously, a bone is part of the Aver, naturally. You're going to tell me, therefore, because I put salt on it, I'm going to add the salt, and the salt will be part of the Kazayat of the Aver? Maybe Atkan Lokam Rabbi Yochanan Atam Ela Etzem, Bemina Dabasaru. That's because a bone is a type of meat. Avomelach, the Lav Mina Dabaryono, what are you going to say? That salt is actually a bird. I mean, come on. So then not. And you can even ask the question, I'll leave it to Reish Lakish in the other direction. Atkan lokam Reish Lakish hatam. The reason Reish Lakish said you don't include the bone is because Lamaisa, if the bone had been removed, or if it was burnt off on the Mizbeach and now is separated, so then you wouldn't put it on, right? To eat porish min Allah mitzvah lasuke. There's no mitzvah to put a bone on the Mizbeach. But if the salt fell off of the Rosh HaYonah, there would be a mitzvah to put the salt. Because there's a chiyav, I'll call kabangarcha. You absolutely have to make sure, lo tashbit melach brit, you're not allowed to leave it off. So here, there is a mitzvah lasuke, abalacha, the porish mitzvah lasuke lo. Even according to Reish Lakish, we'd have to see how far he was willing to go to say that we don't say Chiburei Oichlin, even Chiburei Evarim, Oichlin, are considered to be not part of it. Here, it's an absolute Chiyav. Maybe it'd be made that this is better than the Atzomes in terms of Chiburei Oichlin. No, Hakravas. Yeah. Rabbi Yosi Aglila Yomer. Okay, so let's take a look. Once again, remember the interesting discussion in the Mishnah. There were two things that were very similar. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said the same thing and was responded to in the same way in two sugyas. in our sugya, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that you're chayev on a shechet b'fnim v'hela b'chutz, but you wouldn't be chayev on a shechet b'chutz v'hela b'chutz, because after all, that's already possible. To which the Rabbanan said, so then according to you, that even if you shechted b'fnim, and now you took it outside to be ma'ala b'chutz, it's also possible. So you should never be chayev. And then the same thing we have when it comes to tumah. A tameh person eats tameh meat. So Rabbi Yossi says, in that case, he would be potter, because anyway, he was eating something that's tameh. The Rabbanan said to him, well, if that's the case, every time he eats something, even if it's tar, by the time he eats it, he makes him tameh. So it was the same type of discussion. Now, we did not learn how he responded. We left it at that, and therefore we want to hear now what exactly would he have said. So Heshiv Rebbe, Tachas Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rebbe said, look, this is what Rabbi Yossi Aglili could have said. He could have said, there's no comparison in the first part. Mala shochet bifnim u'mala b'chutz. There's a tremendous difference. Because if he's claiming, only if you shechted bifnim and then you're motzei l'chutz, are you chai. And he's saying there's a very good reason for that. Because it's not the same at all as being posel b'yotzei by taking it out afterwards, because it had a shas kosher for the mizbeach. Shchutei chutz never had a moment it was away from the mizbeach. I don't understand the comparison bichlal. It's obviously a completely different halacha. And indeed, we needed a posel because of that for muktorei chutz. Obviously, it's not the same. So he could have just said, okay, mala shechet b'fnim mala b'chutz, shaitala sha'ata kosher. What, you're going to argue from that to a shechet b'chutz of ala b'chutz where there was never a sha'ata kosher? And therefore, it's not Royal Mizbeach. How am I going to be chayev on not doing it halo b'chutz? Whereas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon took a different tack in telling us what Rabbi Yossi Aglili would have responded. Heshiv Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon tachat Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Oh, there's a big difference. Mala shochet b'fnimu mala b'chutz shekein kodesh mikablo. The difference is whether it would, in fact, if it was all aloyere. Tomer b'shochet b'chutz she'ein kodesh mikablo. Wait, isn't that the same thing? Ask the Gemara, so what's the difference how you phrase it? Whether it's shas kosher or, it seems to be exactly the same thing. Maybe nayo. Omar ze'ire, no. There is a difference, because the question would be shchitas laila. So if it's shchitas laila ikibenayo, or Rabba Omar kabola b'klichol ikibenayo, according to Rebbe, if you're shechet b'laila, and then you're mala b'chutz, Rabbi Yossi Aglili would say, you're potter. Was there ever a shas akesha? There's no shas akesha, because it was nifsal b'shchita. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, the main point is whether im ala lotere. And since this is a psul of a din in Kadesh, so imala lotere, it was shechted by Kadesh, but b'shas laila, which is a psul in Kadesh. Okay. Same thing is true if you did Kabbalah b'klichol. If you did the Kabbalah in such a way that there would be no way now to ever do a zrit. So, what would be the halach? Did it have a shas akesher? No. Never had a shas akesher. Let me say it. But it's a psul b'kadesh, so imala lotere would still apply. Therefore, it makes a big difference how you phrase it. Is it completely dependent im alalo tere, or is it a din in having been roi at one point for the mizbeach? Now, the next thing that they discussed with him was the question of a tameh who eats a piece of meat of kadesh, which is anyway tameh. So then the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if you're going to say that you're potter, so then if a guy is tamei, the moment that he picks up a piece of meat, he's anyway going to be metamei. So, according to you, the whole thing is ridiculous. Why would we ever have a case of being chayev adam tamei for tumas aguf? Says the Gemara, indeed, shapik amalei Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That seems to be a pretty good taina. Omar Rava, it's not a good tanya at all, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. In fact, it actually highlights what the issue is between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Rabbana. That actually, kol hecha denitma tumat haguf. See, Rabbi Yossi Aglili agrees. If the guy is first, tomei b'tumat haguf. So then what's the first iser to be chal? Tumat haguf. That's a chiyuv karet. Then the boser becomes tomei, and only now becomes ein iser chal al iser. What you're left with is, he wasn't claiming that there's a no iser if you're eating tamei meat. You misunderstood him. He was saying that once the iser of the meat is chal, then there's no place for the iser on the guf to be chal. That's what he was saying. So obviously, what are you tying into him? You're saying, if a person is tamei, picks up the piece of meat, he made it tamei. So what was the first iser that was chal on him? The fact that he's tamei. So what's the difference if the basar is also tamei? See, that was the point he was making. So over there, of course, Rabbi Yossi Aglil is made of your chayev there. Shekein tumat haguf is bikaret, and that's what happened first. The only case that he was talking about was where you had a piece of basar that was tamei. Now, the person becomes tamei. So now, we all know that there's a din of ein iser chal al isur. So you were already usher to eat this meat. How did you become more usher to eat this meat? If ein iser chal al isur. The meat is tamei. Of course. So the Rabbonin hold, we say migo. Now this is a early form of the din of iser kolel. Because what iser kolel means that since the iser of tuma on the guf has now made him usher on all basar keder, bein tamei ubein tahar. So therefore it adds an additional iser, and it includes, it subsumes now the previous iser of the piece of meat, because now there's a much broader iser and it's kolel that in it. You see? And that's called migo. In other words, since it was chal, legabe, all other basar, which is tahar, mamela, it's also chal. That's the since aspect of kelim. Whereas Rabbi Yezegli, he holds, you don't say such a migo just because it was chal on the rest of basar. Now, we should also include something that was already usher. And that's exactly the point. So the Rabbanim have absolutely meaningless time against Rabbi Yezegli. Because according to Rabbi Yezegli, he would agree that if the guy was tameh, if afterwards he was betame la basar, it doesn't mean anything. He just disagrees if the basar was tamei first. That's all. Says the Gemara, no, wait a minute. Rabbi Yossi, it's true he doesn't hold of migo, but the Gemara elsewhere proves that Rabbi Yossi does hold of the migo of kolel if there's also a chumra in the new iser, so that it can be defined differently. So since over here there's a new aspect of achiyav karet, and there are gaps now in our database that need to be filled in, which is the iser for all other meat. Once we fill it in with the iser karet. If we're filling it with the iser karet, that means that the iser karet is obviously chal on this guy. So if that's the case, you're telling me Rabbi Yossi doesn't own a migo, that's true. But he doesn't own a stam migo. Need a migo lo amrina. But he does hold of the migo of kolo where there's also the chumra of karet. And therefore, even according to him, take tumat aguf, which is more chomor, and let it be chal on tumat basar. So you still haven't explained Rabbi Yossi Aglili properly. Omer of Ashi, no, you're jumping to the conclusion. Because Chumra, who says that Chumra is measured by the Chomer HaIsr? I mean, there's other elements of the Chumra. Because would it not be preferable to leave the Isr Basar on, since the Isr Basar will never be removable? The guy could go to the mikveh and become tar, and then would become mutter to eat, but then that's ridiculous. He can't become mutter to eat this piece of meat, because this piece of meat doesn't have tire in the meat. So which one is more Chomer in terms of the database? What would you like to leave in there? Obviously, the other way. I mean, you could certainly argue that, in which case you can't say that this is an example of a migo of a Chomer. Therefore, Rabbi Yezegli says, look, in that case, if he was already tamei tumat aguf, he retains the din of tumat aguf. I'm only arguing with you where it started off with tumat basar. So you're saying, what do you mean? But tumat aguf is more chomer and it's kelo. I don't know, it's more chomer. And now, our dear president, we've got a whole Shabbos So now we have two different dinim. We've gone through in great, great, agonizing detail every single word of the psukim for shchut echutz and halah eschutz, and I've seen two different dinim of shchut echutz. One in that which was the time of the heter abamais, one which was the time of isra abamais, and we've seen two different dinim of halah eschutz, one which is halah of that which was shechted bifnim, and one which was halav shvutei, that which was shechted b'chutz, which are called muktare chutz, in terms of the dinim of halav. Now, let's compare the two sets. Chomer b'shkita mi ba'aliyah, u'ba'aliyah mi b'shkita. In fact, even though l'maisa, we do learn for most things one from the other, there's a big difference between it. Two differences. There's a chomer b'shkita. If a person would shecht a korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash with no intention for avoda whatsoever, he shechts the korban in order to have a steak. Hashochet lehedyot would be chayav. But hamale lehedyot would be patur. There would be no din of halat chutz to be male to your friend. Rashi says, isn't that avoda zorah? So okay, we're not talking about avoda zorah. Let's say that he was mazed on the avoda zorah element of it. But it was a shegeg on the fact that it was a korban that it was bringing b'chut. So in that case, it's not considered to be akrav of a korban b'chut. It has to be brought l'Hashem. He's not bringing it l'Hashem. Tosfos says it's ridiculous. But avodah zarah, a guy wants to bring up an animal in honor of his friend. Why is that called avodah zarah? If he doesn't have any intention of avodah? Okay, whatever. But the bottom line is, over here, the fact that it needs to have an intention of being brought l'Hashem, that defines the act of halal. Vashenkin the shchita is not an issue of the intent. It's violating the mokam shchita of a korban. So bringing it, even if you want to bring it for steaks, and it was simply a mistake that you made, you took the wrong animal, there would be a chiyuv of a korban for shchitechut. Now there's also chomer in the other direction. Chomer ba'aliyah. And what is that? Shnayim sh'achazu basakin v'shachtu pturim. If two people do the act of shchita b'chutz, they're both part from the korban. But two people who pick up an aver of the behema and their malet to the mizbeach that they made outside of the Beit HaMikdash, achazo be'aver ve'alo, they're chayovim. So that is the difference. That is specific sukkim that tell us the differences. We'll see. Everything else they're compared to each other. Now, there's another issue that we discuss here, which is not related to the first issue. He'ela, chazar ve'ela, chazar ve'ela, chayava kol aliyah v'aliyah, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says each act of hakrava is a new act and is mechayev you a separate korban. And therefore, you would be chayev as long as there was now a yediyah that was mechayev you. But this is not called, according to him, all one thing. Each halah is a different halah, so you're chayev on each one. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. You're not chayev if you go back and you're ma'aleh. You're only chayev once. Now that's strange because, I mean, if there was a yediyah, you should be chayev on everyone. So the Gemara will see how we know this. Furthermore, now this is a different machlokes. Eino chayev, says Rabbi Yossi, achiyala l'rosh ha-mizbeach. You can't just check an animal on the ground on a rock somewhere and be chayev, I mean ma'aleh, on a rock somewhere. It would have to be that you built a mizbeach outside of the Beit HaMikdash and you brought it on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Afilo ala la sela or ala even. You could just bring it on a rock or a stone and it would still be chayav without something that was built particularly as a mizbeach. We'll go into each one of these three separate issues now separately, of course. Let's start at the beginning. Maishna hamala lehedyot patur. I mean, I assume that the reason that you say that if I bring an animal to an individual and not to Hashem, that it's considered not to be an act of halat chut. I assume the reason for that is because it says beferish in the pasuk, lo petach ha'moed lo yivienu lasot oto la'Hashem. So the issue is to bring it la'Hashem. If to bring it not to Hashem is not an issue. I guess. The problem is it says exactly that same language by Shechita. So I don't get what's the difference. B'shchita nami aktiv la'Hashem. It says al petach ohel moed lo aviyo lakriv korban la'Hashem. It's the same exact words. So why is one telling me the definition of Allah is l'Hashem, and the other one is not telling me that the definition of shchita is l'Hashem? Ah, that's different, you see, says the Gemara. Because when it comes to the shchita, the Torah was marva ish ish. The idea over there is ish ish mibet Yisrael asher yishkat. Okay, so shchita has an ish ish component. Ish ish is always a ribui. Therefore, it's marba there too, even the case of the shechet that is not for Hashem. You just did the act of shchita. So no matter how you did it. Excuse me, but it says exactly the same thing by Allah. It starts the same way. Ish, ish, we bait Israel, and I guess the same exact words. Asher yogasher ya'ale olah zevach. So why is ish, ish more defining a broadening of shechitas chutz than broadening halas chutz? So you're claiming that halas chutz is defined by the Hashem? Absolutely. But the shechitas chutz isn't because you added ish, ish. But by Allah, it also says ish, ish. No, no, that. That is for another purpose. Really? Yeah. That's coming to tell me. Ahumi boile, lishnayim she'elu, ever achat shechayavim. So, I don't get it. So, say the same thing over here. So, achinami mi boile, shnayim shachazu basakin, v'shachato shechayavim. Now you see how both issues are interrelated. Because what we're doing is, in one case, we're learning out that when it comes to doing a shechita with two together, that indeed, in that case, you would be potter. But shnayim she'elu would be chayav. And it's because of that drasha that we end up with the other difference. That the ish ish is being marba dafka by the case of the sheichet, but by the case of the mala, it's being marba the two people together, ish ish. So this is weird. So why are we picking and choosing in this fashion? So we're taking the ish ish by Allah. We should do the same thing. Take the ish ish for shnayim shachazu b'sakin. Do you know how to take care of it? No? Do you know?
No.
Huh? It's just a timer. No, no, it's one timer. There's a timer that says the or and another timer that says the socket. So ask the Gemara, therefore, Iachi, if this is the case. So Achinami Biboyle Shlaim Achaz of a socket, why not use the Ish Ish to be Marbe, the case where two people are holding the knife and check that it should be Chayev, and you're claiming that your potter dafk in that case. Oh no, that's obvious. That's because the pasuk said beferish the word dam yechashev leish hahu. Aha, only one person. So if there's only one person, so then if there's only one person, so it's echad v'lo shnayim. Oh, that's interesting because it says the same thing by Allah. Now that you mention it, it says by Allah nami haktiv hahu. It says exactly the same thing. El petach ha'omoid v'nichrata ish hahu me'amav. Oh, yeah, yeah, but that one, you know, we need for something else. That we need to tell you that a shogeg, an onas, or a mut'ah is not chayev the karet. So it's v'dichrata ish ha'hu. This is a little bothered by why do we need a pasuk to pater be onas? Obviously, onas rachmana patre. And maybe he says the onas over here means an omer mutar, in which he did it, but he never knew it was us. So that's all that it means. Never knew it was us is potter from karet. And how about the other thing? That if he's a shogeg, he's potter. Obviously he's potter. That's a bad dream. Isn't he a chiev of a korban? I mean, isn't that the whole point? If somebody does something b'shoge, he's not chayev karet, he's chayev a korban. So Tosef suggests maybe that if he hadn't brought the korban, the karet would still be on him, because it doesn't say v'nislach lo before korban, it's only after korban. So this pasuk gufa comes to tell me that whether he never learned, or whether he wasn't aware, or whether mut'ah, somebody else told him that this was mutter, whatever the situation is, it's potter from karet. Yeah. And why don't I need the ishahu, v'nichras ha'ishahu by shechita? So, achinamim b'boil mute, einesh shogeg mute. There's two ahus that we're talking about over here. Because we have dam yechashev la'ishahu, and v'nichrata ishahu. I'm talking about the v'nichrata ishahu. B'ha'alat chutz, it only says v'nichrata ishahu. It doesn't say anything about dam yechashev ishahu. There's only one mention. I was being medayik the dam yechashev l'ishahu. That means that the act of shechita, the dam, is only if there's an ish ha'u. But if there's two people, then it's not included. In which case, the ish ish can't be coming to be marba, the case of two people being magzik besakin. So it has to be now broadening the concept of what it is that shechita is, and not to take the la shem as meaning that it has to be la shem. Oh, so then what does la shem mean? Now that you mentioned it, I mean, by Allah, La Shem means that's your intent. But here you're telling me it doesn't mean that. Well, what does it mean? So La Shem Lamali, Lo Tzi Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. The Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is not being brought to the Lord. It's being sent to Azazel.
So
And therefore, if you after it was already selected as the Sorah Mishtaleach, you shechted it, it would not be a chiyuv of Shlutecho. That's Lashon. Okay, next thing that we had in the Mishnah is Chomer b'ha'ala'a. We're telling me that if two people pick up an Eivor together, put it on the Mizbeach, they're chayev. Now, we just saw why that's true. Tana Rabbanan, ish, ma Talmud lomar, l'rabot shnayim shachatu be'eva ve'elo, shechayavi. Because if you wouldn't have told me that, then I would have said, look, I mean, then it's a kal v'chomer. Shiyoch v'lodinu. If a shochet to a hedyet is chayev, and nonetheless, two people, take a look at the way all of these halachas are completely interwoven. So if a shochet lehedyot is chayev, nonetheless, the Torah specifically excludes shnayim shachatu b'sakin shachatu from the pasuk of Dam Yechashev leYishahu. And they're potter. So hamala lehedyot, we're over there, you'd be potter because it's Lashem Davka. So for sure, ein odin shnayim shachatu should be pturin because that's a much more limited iser. Talmud lomar, ish. That's why we have the Ishish as a Reboy. Give a Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi says, no, but it says Ahu. Echad v'lo shnayim. I disagree. It specifies Echad. In Kain ma Talmud lomar ish. So then why does it say Ishish? Divrat Torah k'lashon b'nei Adam. I hold that we can't be Medayak Ishish. It's just a way of saying every individual. And wait a minute, according to Rabbi Shimon, it says Ahu. What about that? I already explained that to you. Mi boy laila ma'ute shogeg anus mutab. We said that. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that's Hahu. That is plain who. Who? Hahu. Rabbi Shimon? Yeah, it's Horton. Who? Hahu? Lo darish. He doesn't think that that's a very useful drasha. Now, as the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi just said ish was Dibral Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. Didn't I hear him say that? So how did he use ish Pashchita to tell me that there was a harchava to include the shochet lehedyot for states? So then ahu ish nami Dibral Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. So scotch the whole drasha of the ish, how did Rabbi Yossi agree? So according to him, how do we know that a shochet lehedyot, how do we know that you're chayim? That he learns from Dam Yechashev Leishahu, Dam Shafach, Dam Yechashev Leish, meaning Afil Ashochet Leish, not from the expansion of Ish. Great. Okay, so now we've worked that out. The last thing that we have is Elah V'Chazar V'Elah. So we say Eno Chayav Elah Achat. Elah V'Chazar V'Elah, said the Mishnah, that if, even though it was there was a Yediyah Ben HaTayim, and normally that Yediyah Ben HaTayim would be Mechayvi with separate Chiyav Chatas for doing the same Maisa again, in this case, I did not do a different Maisa of He'elah again. At least, according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Shimon, he says what any of us would have said. If you found out again and you continued to do another Allah, even if it's the same animal, it's still a separate act of Allah and you're chayav again, just like someone was Baal and Erevah and continues to do so, or drinking wine as a Nazir and continues to do so after he finds out and then forgets again. So it's considered to be a separate Maisa. So you're doing it's a separate Maisa. But what is the reason that Rabbi Yossi is saying you're only chayav one chatas? Must be because you, in fact, have not done Allah. Why not? Omre Shlokish. Well, I'll tell you. It all revolves around the issue of the fact that we said before that it's a olakriv oto, or yivieno, that it can't be chaser. And that's the issue. Whether now it's considered to be chaser. So Reish Lakish says, look, the machlokas over here between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yossi is where you have, of the same animal, you have four or five different evorim. Barba v'chamisha evorim. And over there, Rabbi Yossi holds that when it says, la'asot oto, it's a reference, and as we learned, that means it has to be shalem. You're not chayav on a chaser. It's a reference to the entire behima, kol behima k'tiv. And therefore, you're not going to be chayav over here. Rashi understands this to mean you're not going to be chayav until you actually bring up, of course, we're talking about an oila where the whole thing is brought up, but you're not going to become chayav until you bring up the entire animal. And if you brought up the entire animal, so then each one of these alas is a gradual another piece, and you're not going to be finished until you do the whole thing. And therefore, when it's finally brought up, that's when you're chayev. But up until then, you wouldn't be chayev. And so therefore, over here, says Rabbi Yossi, how could I be chayev again as a separate halacha if I'm only chayev when I do the whole thing? Whereas Rabbi Shimon, Mar Savar, that no, actually that word of oto is not that the whole animal, it's that you have to bring an entire aver. So it's a kol aver v'aver k'tiv, and therefore, if I bring up one aver, if each time I bring up another aver, I'm going to be chayev. If I bring up only a part of an aver, aval aver echad, and then, now, of course, aver echad, but we would be talking about a case where you're bringing this aver piece by piece, but only after you're makriv the other avarim. Because, I mean, even if you were makriv the entire aver, Rabbi Yossi would have said that you're potter if you didn't bring the rest of the animal, right? So, therefore, what we mean is you brought up the whole thing, and now you're left with one aver, which you are now bringing up l'chatzoi. So there, everybody would be related to the she'enu chayev al'achas, because for sure, even Rabbi Shimon says, okay, well, when you complete the hakrov of that aver, that's when you're chayev. It would be the equivalent of when you complete the final aver of the entire korban oila, and you've done the behema, that you'd be chayev al'iba de Rabbi Yossi. So that's one approach. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, on the contrary. The machlokas is dafka where it's be'ever echa. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon agree according to Rabbi Yossi. When it says oto, certainly does mean you have to bring up the entire behemoth. So therefore, it means you have to bring up an aver. So if you bring up the entire aver for sure, you'd be chayav a separate chatas, even according to Rabbi Yossi. They're dafka now arguing in a case where you brought it piece by piece. That's the point. And there, the question is like this. Rabbi Shimon holds, look, if you took something out from a behemoth that was meant to be brought up, bifnim, so then there's no din of oto. Because the muktori pnim shechosru, if you had something that was missing now from inside of the Beis HaMikdash, remember, that means it was shechted inside, it's meant to be brought inside. And then you brought it b'chutz instead, v'hela b'chutz, then you would be chayev. Because in the case where you're bringing, I mean, yes, if it was muktare chutz, it's not really roy for the mizbeach. So over there the Torah says, okay, if you bring the whole thing, meaning the entire aver, then you're chayev. But the din of a behemoth that was shechted inside, let's say if it would have been put on the mizbeach, so then every little piece, let's say if it's poking, if it fell off of the mizbeach, you'd be chayev to put it back on, right? So if you chayev to put it back on, so then that means that basically there's a din of halah on not an entire aver. So of course the Torah is not coming to me with my dad if I'm have to be makriv even a small amount. Rabbi Yossi holds that over there, if you were malo b'chutz, you'd be chayev. Rabbi Yossi holds anyway, you would be potter. And Rabbi Yossi holds that even though it may be true that poken are returned up, that doesn't mean that you're chayev if you bring the equivalent of the poken. Why? Because remember that Rabbi Shmuel Shita before was that from the other pasuk of lo yivieno, as opposed to the oto, comes to tell me that you're not chayev even amuktari pnim. That was good for the machlokas we had earlier. So Rabbi Yossi says, look, you're right about poking, but afal piking, you're not mukhayev outside for bringing up something that would have been chayev to bring up inside because of poking. But in the case where it would be arba v'chamishai varim, for sure everybody would be made according to Rabbi Yochanan, not like a shlokish. Everybody would be made your chayev akol aver ve'aver. Now both of these approaches are pliga de Ula. They both disagree with Ula, because Ula said that I disagree with Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, because everyone, both Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, are made that muktari pnim shechosu ve'ala b'chutz chayev. On the contrary, since there's a din of poikin, even Rabbi Yossi is made that you absolutely would be chayev. Now Machlok says whether muktari chutz that were chasr v'halo b'chutz. They're arguing about mar sofar patur. You're not chayev, says Rabbi Yossi, for even on muktari chutz. You're not for muktari chutz. You're not chayev where you took them outside. Umar sofar patur. So the basis of this would be the word osa. The word oto, which is a reference to muktari chutz, means that anything that isn't shalim, you're not going to be chayev on. Whereas the other man, the Omar holds, Reb Shimon holds, that the word oto is coming to tell me pochot mi kizayit, that has to be a shiro kizayit, not that it needs to be an entire aver. This, at least, is the way that Rashi understands the halacha. Now, there's another approach of Ula, which is, Ikedi Amri, Omar Ula, but basically like Rabbi Yochanan, that our Kol Modim, everybody agrees, Muktare Chutz, Chutz of Elo, Bechutz, Potter, that if the Muktare Chutz, of course you're Potter, and the Machlokis is Dafka, whether you're Chayev or Muktare Pedim, Shechosr, the Ma'ar Sava Potter or Ma'ar Sava Chayev. And according to this approach, Ula is basically saying the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that the Mishnah is talking about a muktore pnim that then went out lachutz, and the only shaila is it included in a pokin or not? Now that we see that it's dependent, if you're arguing on whether it's true about muktore pnim, that chaser doesn't make sense to say would be potter. Why would it not make sense? Because you're mavzer pokin. And according to the Man Yomar, who says that chaser makes sense even on a muktar pnim, and it would need to be an entire aver. Why would he say that? It's got to be because he holds you're not mazir po, correct? It's the only possible machlok. Now it turns out that Avua de Shmuel argues on the first lashon of Ula. Because the first lashon of Ula is that everybody is maida. If muktarei pnim are chasru, you're chayev. So what does that mean? That everybody is maida, that your machs are poking. And the machlokis with Rabbi Yossi Aglili is only on muktarei chutz. Because who in their right mind, whether we darshan lo yevien, but who in their right mind would have said that something that is muktar pnim, that such a thing wouldn't be chayev if it's chaser? Of course it would be chayev. You'd be chayev to put up poking. Avua de Shmuel clearly disagrees with what Ula said. Why? Because pliga avua de Shmuel lishna kama de Ula. The Omar avua de Shmuel keman ma'adrin and poking lagavim mizbeah. Who is the man, the Omar, who holds that we're machzer poking? The low Rabbi Yossi. So that means that he holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, the din would be that even muktarei pnim, he would be saying, since we're not machzer poken, there would be a machlokas that he would say chaser would be actually exactly the same as muktarei chutz. But Ula said in the first lashon, hakol modim b'muktarei pnim, that you're chayev. Why? Because everybody is made of machzer and poken. So how can Avuah de Shmuel say, well, but Rabbi Yossi wouldn't agree. That's not true. According to Ula's opening shot, Rabbi Yossi agreed, he would agree. That means that if he's making dependent the din of machzirin peikin on the machlokas here about whether chasru would be chayev, then it must be that he disagrees with the analysis that they're only arguing about muktarei chutz. And he holds they're even arguing about muktarei pnim. So again, it turns out that the issue of here of halah has nothing to do with whether it's considered to be two shemais or anything like that, which were generally what we would need to say if it was behelam achas. That's not the issue. It's not behelam achas. What we're talking about over here is dafka, whether it's shayach to be mechayev somebody on a halah that is not showing. That's all. Since by definition this is not showing at this point, and if you're going to finish it up, the most you can do is finish up your original halah. You can't create a new halah if it's chaser. Now we have a machlokas. Okay, what defines that? Is it the whole animal? Is it the aver? Is it dafka on something which is muktarei chutz, that over there it's shayach to discuss chaser, but nobody in his right mind would discuss chaser on a muktarei pnim, because there's always a chiyuv to bring it up. Or maybe there's even a shita, which apparently Avuah de Shmuel holds, which is the other shita of Ula, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili indeed would hold where not mouths are poking. And all of the discussions in the Mishnayos that talk about poking and how much we're, that's not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's what we would have to say. I don't know, I didn't notice it. The third machlokas. The third machlokas has to do with whether even a rock is considered to be a chiyav for halas chutz, or you need dafka a mizbeach. So eno chayav ad sheyal al mizbeach. Where does Rabbi Yossi get that din from? Omer of one of my time at Rabbi Yossi. Dechtiva, even Noach was beach lashem. Why did Noach have to build a mizbeach? Must be because halas is defined by having a mizbeach. So in a case where it's mutter to bring on a bamas yachid, it would need a mizbeach. in order to be kosher for a bar mitzvah.
You think it's a definition of mizbeach?
Yeah. And Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my time in Rabbi Shimon, that's the way he kach manoach et gedia izim. Ve'et ha-mincha v'ayal ha-latzur v'ashet. So, you see, you don't need a mizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got loud here. This carbo, it's not kamina. If you bring it on a tzur, you bring it on there. V'idach nami, so what do we indeed do with the fact that it says v'yivin mizbeach la-Hashem? And mizbeach in that context only means a high platform to make it easy to work. That's all. That's a geva b'yalma. And when it says vayikach manayach and he was malam, that's because that whole thing was a rasha. There was a lot of issues that were involved there. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be mitzava. And memela, there included, was don't bother building a mizbeach. Or, you know what, maybe it's something else. Vibay Tema, Hainer time of the Rabbi Shimon Kiditanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, when the Torah is Mechayev a Mizbeach, where is it Mechayev? It says, Beferish Mizbeach Petach Ohel Moed. So it says, Mizbach Hashem Petach Ohel Moed. That's where we have the din of Zorako Kohenet Adam. Okay, so why did it, obviously that's where the Mizbeach is. You have to repeat that Mizbeach Petach Ohel Moed is supposed to where? That's the point, is to tell me. The Olamoid can have a Mizbeach. But if there's no Inyan of the Kohen, and there's no Inyan of Olamoid, there's no Inyan of Mizbeach. And that means that when you're being Makriv Bachutz, where it's mutter to be Makriv Bachutz, you don't need to make a Mizbeach, and therefore, it ain't Mizbeach Bibama. And Lefichach, if you're mal on a Sela, or on an Evan, you'd be Chayev. What do you mean, be Chayev? You mean, you'd be Yotze. Chayev? Yotze, me boy. We're talking about doing it the right way. When it's mutter to be malabachutz. You got confused. Now, I mean, therefore, since that is the model for akrova bachutz, when it's mutter, therefore, when it's usher to be makru bachutz, it's also considered to be akrova. So, bishat isura bamot, hela ala selo, aleven chayav. That's what I meant. Now, as far as Rabbi Yaakov's point, what defines a mizbeach? Boy, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, is this like a mizbeach in terms of needing keren and needing a kevesh and needing a yesod and that it has to be specifically merubah? I mean, we learned all of that before out of a pasuk that defines the nature of the mizbeach in the Mishkan. So, is that also ma'akev on a bamas yochid? Is that the definition of a mizbeach?
Didn't you say we don't need it?
No, it's a machlokas. If you say you need it, right? That's what's a machlokas. Rabbi Yosef says, "Eino chayev ad she'ala l'mizbeach." What is that mizbeach? So is it a full mizbeach the way it's in the Mishkan? Omale Rabbi Yirmiya, Tanya, Karen, the Kevesh, Rivua, the Yesod, Ma'akvim bibama gedola. So if you're being makriv on a bama gedola, which the Pashtus would include Nov and Givon, so then you need to have it. But it's not ma'akev in your personal bama. However, there is an amazing Rashi here, where Rashi says that the din of Karen, Kevesh, Yesod, and Ribua is only set l'gabi the Mishkan. And therefore, in the words Boma Gedela is included the Pesach Hamikdash and Shiloh in this case. They come to tell me that this is the din that defines Mizbeach in the Tzibur in all cases. And only a Boma Ketana, personal Boma, is not defined with these four issues. Tana Rabbanan Aminaseich Shlosha Lugim Yayin Bakutz Chayav. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and now, wait a minute. You didn't say anything about Kiddush B'Kli. You would need to be mekatsher b'kli. My binayu, Omer Avada Bar Rav Yitzchak, by everybody holds you need kiddush b'kli. The question is birut se midot kiddush b'kli? And we're clearly talking about a case of birut se midot. Rava Bereda Rabba Omar. No, the question over here is whether you need kiddush b'kli, which is dependent in kirvin esachim b'midbar. Ikebinayu, famous machloket, which is really boils down to the following machloket. Bani Tanoi Tanya. Bamat yachid einat zricha nesachim divrei Rebbe vechachamim omrim tu'una nesachim. Now that machlokes between Rebbe and Chachamim is actually machlokes between Rebbe Yishmael and Rebbe Akiva. V'hani tanoi kani tanoi. D'tanya ki tavo'u alertz boshvotechem. That is lehat ina nesachim bevama gedola hakatuv medaber. Atomer bama gedola. Maybe it always was a chiyuv on a bama gedola, and now it's adding a filo bama ketana. No, kishu omer alaretz boshvotechem Asher ninoten lachem. We're talking about something that is in common to all of you. Hare bebaba ha-noeged lekuchem ha-katuv medaber. Divir b'yishval, which is only a bama gedola, where a kli sharet would be absolutely required. Rabbi Akiva, on the contrary, kitavo is latin and is rim bama ketana ha-katuv medaber, where there's no such thing as a kli sharet. Ata omer lebama ketana, ena lebama gedola. Once again, look at the language. Eretz Moshevotechem. It's forget about the Lashon Rabim. The point is there are lots of Moshevot. Is the Rabim? It's not the simple idea of the Rabim being the possessive Rabim. It's the fact that there are lots of Moshevot. Now there are not lots of Boma Gedolas. There's one, and therefore Moshevot are Rabim, and that's got to be a Boma. That's not get. Bechol Moshevot, which could only be a Bama Ketana, HaKatuv Medaber. And of course, Kishitimtza Lomar, in terms of the underlying historical implications, is that it turns out, L'Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Korvu Nesachim Bamidbar, L'Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Korvu Nesachim Bamidbar. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Shiyori Adam Shikriyam V'Bachutz Chayav, on Rabbi Yochanan, looks like Tanur Rabbi Nechemya, is only Kedivrei HaOmer that Shiori Hadam are Ma'akvin. Indeed, Meitvei Reb Nechemia Omer, Shiori Hadam Shikrim V'chutz Chayav, Amala Rebbe Akiva, how could that be? Shiori Hadam are only Shiori Mitzvah. So, says Rebbe Nechemia, Evorim Uvdorim Yochichu, they too are Shiori Mitzvah in the sense of they're not being Ma'akiv Kapara, V'ikrivan V'chutz Chayav. Omar lo, no, wait a minute, doim amar to be born with torim. Or tchilat avodah, would you call that shiorei mitzvah? By the way, you will find that the question of whether the word shiorei mitzvah equals loma akri kapara to be thematic in many places of kutcher, and you're meant to apply this discussion to it. Because otherwise it seems always very repetitive. Tomar b'shiorei hadam, she'inan techilat avodah. Now, there was a simple way out, according to Rabbi Yochanan. In Ita, all he needed to say was that these are ma'akev kapora, so why are we calling it shiorei mitzvah? Tiyufta of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, actually, hach de'omer v'ana bar'ava, ma'chloket b'shiraim ha'pnimiyim ava b'shiraim ha'chitzonim divrei ha'kol lo ma'akve, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, continues on Ravada Barava, and Kikomer Mechemi Bishraim Apnimiim, and Kitanya Ibishraim Hachitzonim, then in fact the assumption that there was a Chiyore mitzvah here is good Dvar of the Rabbi Akiva Ka'amar. Personally, he was not differentiating between any type of Shiraim. They're always Chiyore mitzvah. Therefore, there's no point in discussing whether it's Ma'akiv or not. Hamoleka ta'ov pifni, ve'ala b'chutz chayav. Molak b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz patur. Hashochet ta'ov pifni, ve'ala b'chutz patur. Shachat b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz chayav. Nimtza derech hekshero bifnim is pituro b'chutz, derech hekshero b'chutz is pituro b'fnim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I say that kosher chayav ala b'chutz chayav ala gyotze b'fnim she'ala b'chutz, chutz, I do agree with you about this one particular situation of Ashochet Bifnim Amala Bachutz. What indeed he's disagreeing about is not clear at all. So, wait a minute, I don't get the language Hechshero Bachutz. How could it be Machshir something? Bachutz. You should have said Chiyuvo. Okay, fine, Tni Chiyuvo. That's what it means, clearly. Rabbi Shimon Amar, now, what is Rabbi Shimon referring to? Is it going back on the Reish of the Mishnah, which says, Hamolek of Bifnim ve'ala b'chutz chayav. Molek b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz is patur. To which Rabbi Shimon responds, no, ki echad b'fnim mechayev, then if you do molek b'chutz, you would also be mechayev. So then, oshe chayovin ala b'chutz, chayovin alav b'fnim mibo'ele. And that's not what he says. This kosher alav b'chutz. He's saying, al kayotze bo b'fnim. Ella, perhaps what he means to say is ki echad b'chutz lo mechayev pnim nami lo mechayev. Haikol she'ein chayov in alav b'chutz b'boyle. Also doesn't work. Ella a seifa koi. Hashochet ol b'fnim ve'ala b'chutz patur. Shachat b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz chayav. To which Rabbi Shimon says, look, if b'fnim you're not chayev, so then b'chutz you can't be chayev ashkita either. So then he should have said, kol she'ein chayov in alav, Ein chayav and lav bachut. He says the opposite. Ella, okay, maybe what he means to say is, yeah, that makes sense. Ki echad bachutz bechayev, if you're telling me you be chayev on shechita bachutz, should be chayev on bifnim, but he himself says chutz b'nashek bifnim ala bachutz. Yikes, he can't mean that either. Omar Ze'iri, actually, shechita's laila b'vehema that we're talking about, forget about the ofot, the Tanakhama goes along and says, look, v'chena shochet b'hema bifnim b'laila, v'hela b'chutz is potter, but shochat b'chutz b'laila b'lo b'chutz chayev. And it's there that Rabbi Shimon says, no, don't compare this to the shechita malika jazz. Malika creates a nevela b'chutz. Therefore, obviously, there's no way that would be imala lote raid or anything like that. But the norm is that kosher chayav la b'chutz, you'd certainly be chayav akiyotz b'bifnim that you then took out b'chutz. The only example that is different is the one that the Mishnah used. Don't use that as a model, on the contrary. It's the one yotzei min haklal. Because, in fact, malika is pure nevelas. It's not a question of whether you do it this way or that way. Chutz v'na shochet b'bifnim v'ala b'chutz. Rava Amar, it could be Kabbalah Bikli Chol, which is the equivalent of the dam falling on the Ritzpah, which was part of the Machlokas earlier with Rabbi Shimon. Ika bin Avogikomer. V'chein amekabel Bikli Chol b'fnim, v'hela b'chutz patur, amekabel Bikli Chol b'chutz, v'hela b'chutz chayav. Rabbi Shimon amer kol shechayavin alav b'chutz, chayavin akiyotz b'fnim, v'hela b'chutz, including being mekabel and a Kli Chol. Because that too, imala loteret. Only difference is the one case that the Mishnah grabbed onto, which is hashochet of b'fivela b'chutz, because it's an avela. Actually, all of this may be unnecessary, because if the girsa that Rabbi Avud, the Shmuel of Yitzchak, brings is correct, then we have a simple explanation of Rabbi. We don't have to go around with these complexities. But we do need to change the nusach of the Mishnah. He's claiming that Amolak of v'hela b'chutz chayav, Molak b'chutz v'hela b'chutz patur, and in his version, Rabbi Shimon is machayev on the Malika b'chutz v'hela b'chutz. So then we could simply say Rabbi Shimon is going on indeed that case. Mm-hmm. But we'd have to adjust the words to say, Kol shechayav v'hela b'fnim v'hela b'chutz, you'd be chayev even if you did in the first place b'chutz. Instead of needing to do the malika b'fnim and then bringing it out b'chutz, you can do the malika b'chutz and say, okay, malika b'chutz is the way in which you would bring this korban b'fnim, and therefore if you do it b'chutz from beginning to end, do the whole thing that you would have done b'fnim, you're also going to become chayev. For how long?
Following is the daf from the previous daf yomi cycle.
Here we're holding on daf kuf zayin on the base, on the bottom. Four lines up, last word. Itzma. Hamale mibachutz. Somebody's now. Who is Mala Eivara, Chembo Kizayis Bachutz, the Etzem Mashlimo Le Kizayis. What's the din if you don't have a Kizayis Basar? But this Eivara also consists not only of Basar, but also of various bone staff. The din is, of course, as long as the Etzem is connected to the Basar, the Chiyav is to be Mala the entire thing, including the Etzem. So now the Shaila is, in terms of the halas chutz, do we look also at the chibur and say that we have an act of halah v'kizayis over here, even though we don't have a kizayis basar, or do we say that that's just a din in needing to put it on the mizbeach because it's basar to the basar, but it doesn't mean that it's mashal mashir the basar? It's Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav, Rish Lakish Amar Patur, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav, chiburei olim ka'olim dam. If you have something that needs to be brought up because it's mechubar, then that itself gives it a din of a chiyav halo. So then if it's mashlim the kizayis.
Is this the tendon that we're talking about?
The what?
The tendon itself, or are we talking
the bone,
about
the bone? Yeah. The bone. Rish Lakish Amar, Patur, chiburei olin, lav ka'olin dam. Things that are being brought up only because they're mechubar are not considered to be themselves halal matter. It's just that there's no way not to be ma'ala them. Boy, rov, ha'ma'ale rosh ben yonash ein bo kezayit melach mashlimo le kezayit ma'al. What about if you would be bringing up something that is less than a kezayit, and by putting it now, the salt on it that you need to put on it in order to be ma'ale it, you now have a kezayit, whatever the situation is, whether in other words, if it's in terms of balsa, the aliva, the sheet of Reish Lakish, or it's in terms of bichlal, the whole thing, aliva, the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, is not mashmi. Amalei Rabbi, because actually, Ravashi, I don't get it. Isn't that basically the same machlokas, right, about whether chiburi olin is mashlim or not? Lav hainu pluktai, the Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish? Says the Gemara, absolutely not. Chiburi olin, Rabbi Yochanan, chiburi olin, Reish Lakish. That can be asked whether you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, what's chiburi olin? A chiburi, rather, olin, have the same din as Allah, or according to Reish Lakish, who holds that they do not. I'll explain to you why. Because maybe to tell me that a bone, which is part of the Eivra, therefore basically the same type of oilin that the Basar is. So the question is, Roy Lachila, so Mamela, in the context of the entire Eivra, it becomes one thing. But he says, so therefore, if I have sodium chloride, that's part, and that's not part of the Eivra as well. And over there, it may certainly not be mashlim. It's being viewed as something that needs to be put up, but it's not shaykh the concept of aktorah by it. It's like the etzem according to Reish Lakish. I would agree when it comes to the soul. Whereas, and I could ask the same question according to Reish Lakish. I could say, maybe the reason that Reish Lakish held that an etzem is not considered to be a real halal, and therefore it's not mashlim kezayis, is because atkam no kam Reish Lakish asam. LOD parish minela mitzvah suke. Reish Lakish says, look, bottom line is if the etzem would fall off of the basar, and there is no mitzvah to bring the etzem separately, there you go. So it's clear that that's not part of the etzem halah, it's just an adjunct when it's attached. It has to be brought up. But by the melach, you have a chiyuv to put the melach on. The melach falls off, you have to put the melach on it. Over there it says, lo tashbis melach brings. So certainly over there, it could Reish Lakish could conceivably hold that it would be mashmi. So Aval Hakar the Iparish Minei Mitzvah Lasukei. Well, maybe he wouldn't have maintained that it's not mashmi because I saw Dimanoshnor. Maybe that in fact these distinctions that we're making may not have been taken into consideration by Reish Lakish. I'm not sure. Take.
What's
that? That's the name of the place. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer. So here we had a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Yosi Aglili. Let's take a look at it inside. Just remember, we have these two cases that seemed on the surface to have some similarity. Rav Yosi Aglili Shita in the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah was that if you're shochet b'chutz, how can you be chayav on being mala that which you were shochet b'chutz? Since what you were shochet b'chutz would not be mitkabil b'fnim. And the only thing that you're chayav on is something that should have been brought to Petach HaOmoed, as it says on the Petach HaOmoed, but this couldn't have been brought to Petach HaOmoed, and therefore, by definition, it says we're basically such a thing as impossible to be b'chayav on separately. As the Chachamim say, if that's the case, there should never be such a thing as a chiyav ala b'chutz. Because, as it says in the Mishnah, ha'fa sherechet b'fnim ala b'chutz, kiven shos yu paslo, tain of the Tanakhama. Once you took it out of your possible if you should be yotzei. So according to what you're saying, there's b'chol no such thing as shkutei chutz. So it's a reduction of observing. Hey, she Rebbe Dr. Yosi Aglili, and Rebbe explained, of course, the obvious response of Yosi Aglili would have had to that attack. And he would have said, look, I mean Malashar Tisnima, Malabakuch, can I tell Shata Kosha? And the whole point over here is this was something that was roy to be brought to Tisnim. At the time. And so, because if I now, Nafkamina is a tremendous Nafkamina also, no? I mean, as we'll see, there's another way of saying it. But we don't want to talk about that Nafkamina yet because there's a more subtle way of looking at it. So at the time that I made the Shrita Bifnim, there was a moment at which this is something is shaykh to the Mizbeach. Memela, it's possible to call it Lo Ikrivo. Because I could have then brought it to the Mizbeach, so I had a Shasa Kosher. Fine, I was motzi, that gufa is the Torah's chai, echiyev of v'shchut echutz. But something that was brought v'chutz, which was never shayach to be brought v'fnima, that the Torah never discussed, shchut echutz. And that's an obvious difference. So that's one way of phrasing it. And the other way of phrasing it is, heshiv and revelos v'rebishimen, the Tachos of Yosei Agrimi, ma'ala shofet v'fnima ma'ala v'chutz shtin kodesh mekablo, tamer v'shach v'chutz shein kodesh mekablo. On a much more direct level, one could say that since there's a din of im ola lo yered, and the din of im ola lo yered means that ultimately this is something that the mizbeach has shayches to, that it can become lach mishal mizbeach. So that's the difference. Yotze can become lach mishal mizbeach. If I took out some boss of an erva, let's say, right, now it becomes possible yotze. Once it's brought up, im ola lo yered. That means that it's shayach to the mizbeach. Masha'enken, if it was shayach to b'chutz l'chassiyot, so its tzur wasn't b'kodesh, so then even if I would bring it up in the mizbeach afterwards, it would be yeyred. Says Rabbi Yosef Gavrila, this is the way Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon explains, says Rabbi Yosef Gavrila, what kind of absurd comparison is it? Because the concept of Pesach or Omeyed could include, in the broadest sense, that which is imol lo yeyred. In which case, Yotze, even though I pass on it, it's still shayach to be brought to the mizbeach. Maybe you're chayav in shchut echutz. I mean, on halat shchutz, mashen kein if it was shchut echutz, which is not shayach, even if I brought it on the mizbeach, because kodesh isn't mekabel it, not because of the shas kosher. That's not the point. The point is that the mizbeach is not mekabel, will it will not be mekabel it, then it's not shayach b'cholal to halat shchutz, because there's no way that it'll ever have connection to the Beis HaMikdash. My be now in practical terms, what's the difference between Rebbe's approach to the answer of Yosef Gavrila, namely that the Nafka Mina is whether it had a Shah Takosha or not, and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon's approach to Rebbe Yosef Gavrila, namely that the Nafka Mina is in terms of the Mizbeach being Mekabelit or not? Or Mar Ze'iri Shchitat Laila Ikebinah. Nafka Mina would be, says Ze'iri, Legabe Shchitat Laila, because Shchitat Laila is Tzulei B'Kodesh, but it never had a Shah Takosha. So the Mizbeach would be Makabalit, but according to the way Rebbe is learning, okay, but you can't say there was ever a time that this thing was kosher, wasn't kosher, because when I shechted it Balayla. Or another Nafkamina, Rav Omer, Nafkamina would be Kabbalah B'Kli Chol, so you did the Kabbalah Tadam B'Kli Chol, so it was never Shaykh, now that it had a Shah Setzer to Gezerik Tadam. Right? Okay, I understand. So, but Lamaisa, it's Psula B'Kurdish, and therefore, again, we have the same thing, the same issue. Imalolo Yereg versus having a Shasa Kosher. There was no Shasa Kosher. Tomei Sha'orcha. Now we have apparently the same machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rav Yosi Aglili when it comes to the question of a Tomei Sha'orcha. So again, let's take a look in the Mishnah. Rav Yosi Aglili said, well, if the person's Tomei and he is eating a Mbazer that's Tomei, so then he should be potter, because anyway he's eating something that's tummy. Right? Just like over here, you're mala b'chutz, anyway you're being mala something that's potter. And the Chachamim come back with the same response problem, and you could say that this b'chlal, there's never a fear of a tummy that eats, because after all, by the time he touches it, so you already made a tummy. So then there's the same thing, by the time you took it out to be mala b'chutz, you already potted it, you potted it b'yotze, you potted it b'tuna. So, therefore, your argument breaks down as a reductio ad absurdum. I mean, it's included in the etzem fact that the Torah can be mechayev a tamei betumas aguf koras on eating baser. Obviously, I mean, this is nowhere near as persuasive in the sense that we could easily think of cases in which a tamei does not be metamei what it is that he's eating. But the norm would be that he would be metamei what he's eating, and that's the point. The question is a specific case. Maybe somebody else was tochav lo b'beis habli. I mean, but as Tosis points out earlier in the Mishnah, I mean, what do we say? That's what the pasuk is referring to. I mean, that's not what we're going to think. So it sounds like the same case. But what indeed is the machlokas over here? Since obviously, I mean, it has nothing to do with the issue of the psula b'kodesh or whether it's shas hakodesh. Well, what's really this have to do with anything? What are they arguing in? Indeed, on the surface, Shafakam le Rabban le Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Rabbanah seems to be making an excellent point. Omar Rava, look, obviously, Kolayecha, the Nitma Hu, Betumas Aguf, Vacharkav Nitma Bosak, of course, if his Tumas Aguf comes first, So now already there's an iser on him, which is a chiyuv karis. Now he touches the boss and he makes it tame. You think that makes a difference? Rabbi Yosef clearly never said the fact that it's tame now. That's not the issue. The issue is a question of iser chalal iser. So therefore, if the boser at the time that he became tamei b'tumas haguf, the boser was kosher in the sense that it wasn't tamei yet. So now the iser vis-a-vis this boser, this tumas haguf, is an iser of course. The fact that the boser afterwards becomes tamei because he touched it or something, who cares? I mean, once he's oser. We don't say, now comes along the new iser on the boser and is deicha, the original iser of tumas haguf, of course. That's nonsense. So there Rav Yosef we would never have argued. Rav Yosef really was only saying, because over there to Mr. Kufis Bakaras, Rav Yosef really was kipligi, he was only saying, look, if first you have nitma bas, and then you have nitma aguf. So the bas was already osir. So the question of him was, it's true, it was already osir, but now you're osir because of Tumas Aguf, and Tumas Aguf, that's more chomer, because you have karas, and Tumas Aguf, you have karas, and Tumas Basar. So Mamela, we should say that in this case, Isr Chalal Isr, no. Ain Isr Chalal Isr, period. Why did Rabbanan hold over here that there is an Isr Chalal Isr and that we should allow his Tumas Aguf? Because they hold Rabbanan Savri Amin and Migo. Rabbanan hold of the Migo called Isr Kolo. What? How does Isr Kolo work? That Migo, because of the fact, since Basar, which is Tahar, now becomes Asr to him because he is Tameh, so since that Isr was Chal on this new Basar, so Migo, the Chal on the Basar, it's Chal also on the Basar that was previously Asr because of Tumas Basar. And therefore it becomes more Asr since it's now an Isr Karas. Whereas Rabbi Yosegli holds, you don't say Migo in such a case. Says the Gemara, I mean, look, even if Rabbi Yosef really doesn't hold of Migo of Isr Kailo, but, I mean, that's because clearly Rabbi Yosef really agrees that the Isr itself of Tumas Haguf has a Chamos, because it's a more inclusive Isr, and therefore all Basar, which is currently Tahar, has now become usher to this person. He's not denying that there is such a thing as an Isr Tumas Haguf on this person. So why, I mean, what does it mean that he's arguing about Migo? He's arguing about the Sfora of whether it makes any sense to say that something which has been defined as an act of Isr can be redefined as an act of Isr when you're just simply repeating yourself. In other words, what has changed? That's what he's saying. The Isr Kolo still doesn't change that fact. Correct? So it's a different understanding of the nature of Isr Chalal Isr. If you hold the problem of Isr Chalal Isr is, once something is Usr, there is no place left for there to be a Chalos of additional Isr. Then you would say Nigur. Because there is a place left. The place is Lagabi other Basr. And of course, once it's Chal, Lagabi the other Basr, why wouldn't it be Chal on this Basr? But if you hold that the Isr Chalal Isr is an existential question, not a question of where does it have to be Chal. It's that the concept of the existence of Isr is a question of to be Usr or not to be Usr. How can it be Usr twice? Right? There's no roshan of the Isr. So if that's the point that he's making, then indeed I understand why he would say that an Isr Kolo makes absolutely no difference vis-a-vis this piece of meat. The problem is, Rabbi Yossi, that in this particular case, obviously, it will make erosion. Because the Isr Kolo in this case is an Isr Karis. And therefore, the Karis now certainly is existentially different from non-Karis. So why isn't that Isr Kolo even over here, even though normally you don't know the Migu, but the logic doesn't make sense anymore. So, ask the Gemara, Rav Yosi Aglili, the Migo on me. Fine. Maybe he doesn't hold of the Migo. But at least in this case, once we have the Yisr Kolel, so now, Tete Tumat Haguf de Chamira, the Tokula Tumat Basar. We should say now that the Chumra itself is something that has room to Zichal. Ravashi, you're right. It does. But Chumra itself is an existential question. In other words, either this thing is more chomer or not. It's not a question of the particular chomer. It's still the question of Isr or Isr chomer.
It's not a question. Isser or Isser Sheish Bo Kari? That's not the point. Because in terms of the Isser, what's Nafkamina and the Karis? What you're saying is that this is an Isser of a different order, and therefore it might subsume the other Isser. Yes? Okay, it might. But if I could show you that the other Isser is more common, maybe for some other reason. So then obviously you can't ask that on me. Therefore, says Rav Ashi, who's to say that Tumas HaGuf is more chomer because of the Karas issue? Maybe Tumas Basar is more chomer because there's no way to remove it. Yeah, you can't put it in a mikvah and remove it. So in existential terms, it's more there than the Yisra Chomer of Karas that could simply disappear by putting him into mikvah. Mamela, that you can't ask that question on Rav Yossi Aglili because there's nothing to indicate specifically that this has a greater existence than the other is.
That's not different than Isser Batechad.
Yeah, certainly different. Good. No Sabbath Josh this morning. Wow. You know who's co-face LaRoche, but we won't talk about that. Chomer b'shchita mi b'aliyah, mi b'aliyah mi b'shchita. Now there are certain elements of the Chiyuvim when it comes to Shchita Schutz that are more chomer than Ha'alah Schutz, and certain elements in which Ha'alah is more chomer than Shchita. So for instance, Chomer b'shchita, sha'ashochet lehediot chayav, v'ha'ma'aleh lehediot patur. Now, Shchita is basically an Isser of Shchita, period. And so I don't care what it is I'm doing the Shchita for. The Isser to be Shochet B'chutz isn't the pshat that my intent now is to be Shochet to Kachim as Kachim. If I made a mistake and I thought the Kachim were cool, and then I checked the Kachim B'chutz, I was over on Shchita B'chutz by the Shochet, so I need to bring the Tachas. But it's an Isser Kodesh. It has nothing to do with its my relationship with Kodesh. Masha Enke, if I take the Kodesh and I mala it the B'chutz, so then I cannot be chayiv unless I'm being malait. Malait in the sense of bringing it as a gift to God. But if I'm not doing that, then that's not an act of Allah. Now you'll say, well, what the heck is he doing burning the meat? I mean, what is that supposed to be? Looking for cheap fuel? I mean, he's obviously being malait. Well, he could be malait v'avodah zarah.
Or the Henny Onion Show.
Who?
The Henry Youngman, remember him? The comic in America?
What are we being malaid for? I mean, by definition, that's been an act of halal. So Rashi understands that the act of halal obviously can be done in the head yard only in the sense it would be labor resort. Because otherwise it's not an act of halal.
A barbecue is not...
I mean, leave it on the barbecue and burn it till it's gone.
To eat,
it's not an act of halal.
Offering, you mean?
Yeah. Where's the offering? So I can offer it, but it's not. It's an act of halal. But then the tour would be that, the kula would be that in terms of halal, that's not called an act of halal, okay? Mamela, you'd be talking. Now, obviously, you've got a problem because you're going to be chayav for avodah zarah. Right. Okay, but I mean, so Rashi learns, okay, but the point of the Mishnah is that in a case where, let's say, you were shogeg in thinking that this was chulin meat, you didn't know that this was a chulin animal, you didn't know it was a Kodesh animal, so, and you were mazed on the Avodah Zarah, so then you wouldn't have a korban, right? Because that's the kula. Tosfos taanes that all of this is for no reason. All of this anguish to figure out what do you do about the problem of Avodah Zarah. I have to say that it's hazed by the Kachavim. Shagad ve'amah. Because you can easily conceive of a case in which someone is ma'ale to a friend.
One more time?
He's ma'ale to a friend. Is that so hard to hear?
No, I heard, but I just don't understand it. That's so, what he's trying to understand it and hear it again. I still don't.
That explains why you think that if you repeat a question 100 times each time. Now things are making
sense. Fair enough. Now clarify, please.
Yes, it is possible to offer something to a friend.
It's also possible.
If you have a friend named Husis. and you offer him a gift by bringing this,
by burning this
and showing how much you feel about him and believe in him. Yeah, that's what we're not.
I thought the traditional way is to offer up your friend.
So Tosis Tain is that that's also an act of halal, very interesting, and that it's not shaykh abudis kachovim. The same way you can bow to your friend. Let me say you're being over abudis kachovim by bowing to a friend. Avram Avinu was mishtachav al ha'me'aret. You could be mishtachav to a person. The person indeed has in him elements that are godlike and that are not a contradiction to the idea of monotheism, right? So there's no pagam, therefore, in being mala to a friend. And it would be an act of Allah, Tainus Taisus. There'd be no complications of Avodas Kechavim. And, it's fascinating, my focus, huh? And Mamela is a kula because there's no fear of the Allah of a kula, unless it's bad.
The interesting place in Brachos, he says one reason not to daven Achori Rabo is Kanira can stop
the Rabo.
So that, so we see that there is a
not because it's a property that says Mishtachav al Rabo, but because you have to be Mishtachav al Amoka. Not a Tavir Kefam. That's like they did not to stand in front of the bima when somebody is making Brachos Atayra.
Okay.
You're not supposed to be in front of him. Again, it's the same idea. Okay, but that, again, that's not because of a Avodas Kechavim, because it's the gam of the Chavad Tavar Amoka. That's, it's a Chok and Chavad, the Talmud of Amoka Marav, so it's the same type of idea. Shechel HaKavad is a Talmud of Amoka Marav, it's the gam of the Chavad Rav, according to God, but it's not, but it's the same idea, same question. Now, that's the example of the Chaymer B'Shchit. Now, the Chaymer B'Aliyah is that Shnayim Shechazu V'Sakin V'Shachar to Pturim. So if you have two people, we'll see how we know all of this, if two people that hold a Sakin and Shech together, they would be Potter. But if you have Shnayim Shechazu B'Aver, the Hello, they would be Chayim. So two people that bring up the animal to be Makrivit on the Mizbeah B'Chutz, they would be Chayim for that Halof. Hela, Chazar ve'ala, chayav ha'chala ve'yav aliyah. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. If somebody is mala with separate acts, and Gemara is going to discuss what this is referring to separate evarim, separate pieces of evarim, something that's mashal mekazayim, what exactly is the case of here? Because we already had the issue earlier about sholei below chazar, and we'll have to take that into consideration here. But every act is a separate ha'alah, even though it would be now Be'el HaMechad, so says Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Hinochai B'Lachas, it's all one act of HaLot.
The whole animal was one?
Well, it depends what we're talking about. If we're talking about the animal, we're talking about the Eva, that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. Yeah, and we have to see in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hinochai, furthermore, Hinochai B'Chiyal and Rosh HaMizbeah, you'd have to be mala b'chutz on a mizbeach, not just by being makrivit, by announcing you're being makrivit. There needs to be a mizbeach that you're makrivit on. Well, Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't have to be mizbeach. Afilo he'elo ala tselo, ala evin. You could use a stone for that matter, or you could use, how do you say, what's not community to sell an evin in English?
Stone of rock.
Rock, yeah. Thank you. Chai. My shna hamala lehediot to Potter to exceed Lashem. I mean, I assume that the reason you say that for sure somebody being mala not to Hashem is Potter is because it says beferish Lashem. It says ve'el petach ol moed lo yivienu lasoto to Lashem. Well, it says exactly the same thing by Shita. Exactly the same language. So why is one any different than the other? So if that's the reason, then if I shechted bachutz and I didn't shech Lashem, I just shechted in order to make a barbecue, I should be potter. No, because shiny awesome. The Omar Kra ish ish. Now wait a minute. By when it comes to shechita, it introduces the whole parsha of Shita with the words ish ish, which would mean that there's two types of things we're talking about: an ish that is shokei Lashem and an ish that is showcased over your lahedya. Oh, well, that's interesting, because it just happens to be that by halos is exactly the same thing. I mean, it also says ish, ish. So, I mean, you're just running around in a circle. So over here, Gabriela Nami, XCV, ish. Ah, true. Yeah. But now we come to the crux of the issue. Arumi, boy, I see that ish, ish comes to tell me that even if you've got two ishes that are being mala la'ishin, that they would be chayav. So if you have shnayim, shehel o'ebrechot, are chayavim, as the Mishnah points out. Oh, well, what a coincidence. Because we could also say something is true by shvita. And maybe the ishish by shvita is that shnayim shachas of the sakin, v'shachto should be chayav, which you just used as a distinction between shvita and Allah. Because yeah, it happened to be that you liked it that way. But understand, we're the same exact circumstances in both cases, and you're using them in opposite ways, completely arbitrarily. So why not take Shnayim Shachas of the Sakin and Shachatu Shachayomim? Ah, no, you can't say that. Because after all, when it comes to Shechita, it says, V'nichrat Ha'ish Ha'u. So, Ha'ish Ha'u would mean that single person, Echad V'lo Shnayim. Well, really, what an amazing coincidence, because it's exactly the same thing by Ha'alah now. See, Al-Kanami Ba'alakzi, Ha'hu, says the same word. Ah, true, but Ha'hu, Ha'hu, you see, now that Ha'hu comes to tell me something else. That comes to tell me, B'boilet, L'mu'ute Shogeg Anus U'mut'ah. That comes to tell me that somebody who did something B'Shogeg, or B'Anus, or somebody persuaded him that it's mutter, whatever, that person is potter from karas. And because I might have thought, okay, fine, you can be potter from karas if you bring a korban. I know you're potter from karas if you don't bring a korban. So this comes to me, there's no chi of karas for shogeg. Or ba'ones, obviously doesn't mean an ones in the sense of a nahara lo ta'asedavar, which we learn out from there. It means an ones in the sense of karas, ones in there. He's an omen mutter, does it suggest. Right? He says, I never even heard of this issue. Okay, whatever, but that's why we need Aishahu. Oh, really now? I wonder why we don't need it over here. So we offer, So why, I understand, and why doesn't Ahu mean the same thing by Allah as it means by Shita? Well, it does, actually. See, I wasn't even referring to the Nikwasa Aishahu. Both the Nikwasa Aishahus tell me the same thing. The idea over here is that there's trei hahus ksivim. It happens to be that by shvita there's an additional hahu, namely dam yechashev leish hahu. Now why hahu? To tell me hahu v'lo hahen. In which case the ish can't possibly be telling me shnayim shalchazu. So what then is it telling me? It must be telling me two different cases. Bein la'yot, bein la'shamayim. There you go. So everything makes sense, all because of Horton. Now, you were thinking of that, right? Anybody would
think that. Why change the order? Why more change the order?
Yes. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Horton hears a who.
Horton hears a who.
A
who.
A
who. A who. Yeah. Okay. There are lots. You've got to explain it. It's not funny.
Why change the order?
What change order of what? You have to ask Bani about that.
He's not here.
Well, he'll be coming soon. I met him going back to Davi. Ve'olah Hashem l'amali lo'hotzis sa'ir ha'mishtalayah. Why then does Vaishchitet mention l'Hashem, since we know that Yishish is marv even if it's not l'Hashem? Because what it's coming to tell me is that only something which is roi to be brought l'Hashem, but if it isn't roi, in other words, it doesn't belong to Hashem. In the, like over here, where I'm not bringing it l'Hashem, the sar mishtalayach, but it's not meant l'Hashem. Obviously, it's talking about over here after we've already, I mean, that says the Ferry and Yuma. It's only talking about after I already made a determination which one I did to go wrong. So I made a determination which one is l'Hashem. This one is l'Hashem, the other one is l'Azazel. That's why it says La Hashem, La Fuke, La Zazel. This is not going to be brought La Hashem. There's no Yisra over here.
So if you were to shut this,
he would be proper. Right. Even though it's Hagish. Fine. Now we said Chomer Beha'ala. Then Ha'ala is more common, since you've got Shnayim that are held away forever. There would be Chayim and so on.
Where do we know that from? Actually, we've already sort of been through this on the opposite side. So it's on Rabbanim. We know Ish Matam Adomer Ish Ish Rabot Shnayim Shachar Zodeiver VeHelo Shechayavim. Because I mean, we know that when it comes to Shechita, that that isn't true, right? So indeed, I would have thought that it's a Kal V'Chomer Shechelo Dinu. If Shochet, where even a Shochet Lehedya is Chayav, nonetheless Shnayim Shachar Zodeivim that are Shochet Apturim. Even though the Torah has less strict standards for a chiyuv on shtutei foods, mala, where the standards are much stricter, that you're only chayav if you're mala l'Hashem, but if you're mala l'hedit to be potter, so then the standard should certainly be more strict when it comes to shnayim shachazu, and sheino din shnayim shachazu peturim. Therefore, Tamar Lomar, you used to tell me that no apal pikein shnayim shachazu behavior ve'alo. Archayovim, Diva Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Yossi Omer, as Rebbe Yossi says, no, that's not true. That's not from the Ish Ish. That's from the word Hahu. Hahu comes to tell me that the opposite. I mean, Ish Ish, I'll show you what we use that for. But Hahu remains with the same diet that you made earlier. Hahu is Ephod, Lo Shnayim. So you'll ask me, so why does it say Ish Ish? Well, what do you mean, why does it say Ish Ish? I mean, that's a big rhetorical show, but it always says Ish Ish. I mean, all it means is anybody. It's not how you say anybody in Hebrew. Ish Ish. And so it's a kol efa v'efa. It's a Ish Ish. Rebbe Shimon. So Rebbe Shimon, you know Rebbe Yosef Glean is making a good point. I mean, what is Ahu? Ahu seems to be saying a yotir, not two. So Ahu, a mani barele, right? It says, we already said. He says Ishahu, but not a Shogigonis Gumut. Reb Yossi, that's a good point, actually. So why don't you use Ahu to tell me that? No, I do, says Reb Yossi. I use the Hahu, but the question is, what about the Hu? You're talking about the Hahus. Reb Shemin says, Hu, Hahu, Lo Dorish. Well, we don't make that distinction with the hay and the not the hay and so on. There's one drasha to be made over your Hahu. No, if that's the case, I have to use it to tell me. Shall be going to Sumut. Now, if the problem over here is that I thought a minute ago we said that when it came to the din of Shechita, that we darshaned the Ish to tell me even Shnayim. Right? So I don't get it. If Ish, I mean, the Rishon should tell me that even how Ishita Lehedjet is Chayav, but if Rav Yossi is ready to say that Ish is Dibra Torah Kelashon B'nai Adam when it comes to Allah, then undoubtedly he would be willing to say the same thing when it comes to Shechita. But if he said that by Shechita, he's got no pasuk left to tell me that a Shochet, that Bachutz Lehedjot is Chayav. Because the Ish doesn't mean anything according to him. It's Dibra Torah Kelashon B'nai Adam. So it's Gemara Rav Yossi, I don't get it. Midahai Ish Ish Divatara Kalashon B'nei Adam. So Ahu Ish Ish Nami Divatara Kalashon B'nei Adam. So how does he know that a Shochet Lehedyot is Chayev if he can't learn out of Ish Ish? So a Shochet Lehedyot is Chayev, we know. We know it's Chayev. How does he know? But Shochet Lehedyot will put to be Chayev. Naphtali Midam Yekashev Le'ish Ahu. Dam Shafach. Hafilu Hashofet Le'ish. Why do we put it over there? Dam Le'ishahu. Tell me that even if the Shechita, this is said by Shechita, so even if the Shechita is Le'ish, still it would be Dam. No, still it would be a fear of Shechita's words. When the president, you know what it says about the guy that jumps forward.
Yeah, I know. Would you like your water or not?
Maybe not. Look, I didn't know anything in a minute. I'm not sure if I'm going to be.
Is the
Hello?
the Chazar v'Halah. So you have the Shaila with your Chayiv on each thing separately. So we said, Halah v'Chazar v'Halah. The Rabbi Shimon says, Chayiv al kol aliyah v'aliyah. Rabbi Yossi says, Inu Chayiv ela achas. What are they arguing in? This is our question. Amar Eshlach. Machlokes v'arba'a v'chamisha evarim. The machlokes over here is not on the little pieces, but the question of whether if I bring up a full aver, and then behelem achat, I bring up another aver. Is each one of these a separate act of halah to be machayev, or not? Because one man the Omar holds, marsa v'kitiv la'asot oto, ala shalem u'chayav v'ino chayav v'chayav. Hakol be'emaksi. The meaning of la'asot oto is to bring up an entire animal. In which case, when it comes to an Eva Echad, so then the Torah never spoke about bringing up part of an Eva Echad. It was talking about bringing an animal. If you hold Oto ala Shalem, is al Kala Be'imaksi, so then obviously you can't be chayav any chayv, but there's only one chayav, which is akrav of the whole animal. When I bring the first aver, that's the only thing that I'm bringing, that I can now be mashlimid when I can finally finish bringing up the whole animal. But I can't be chayav separately on those other pieces, because they're all part of that original halah, which isn't completed until
that's
the animal.
All or nothing, but you have the first one, and...
Well, that first one is the act of halah that you could be chayav on if you're going to bring... That the rest of it is chaser. It doesn't mean that you have to bring the whole. You can bring the kazayim, but you can't bring chaser. It has to be shalem. So I am bringing shalem.
The first one is from
the shalem animal. But once I brought up that first one, the animal is not chaser. So everything else is just part of that initial halah.
It's not necessary?
Yeah. There was no pagam of chaser in it. Ain't no chayav ala chaser. That's our kol abeima. Whereas Marzava kol eva ve'evaksi. The other man, the Yomar, holds. Every single eva has to be brought up whole. In other words, so when I bring up the next eva, it isn't chaser. It's a whole. I have to bring up a whole leg and bring up a whole arm with it. Aval, eva echad. But to break up a single eva into little pieces and say that I'd be chayav on it. In a case where I had already brought up the other Evarim, let's say, so there's no pagam over here. Forget about the issue whether you have to bring up the whole animal. We won't talk about that. So now the Shaila is that nobody would hold as an act of halach that's pachas from the minimal shalem. The minimal shalem is an Eva.
One, didn't you just say that the design from the first one would have been enough?
But the question is, if you had brought up a piece of
the continuation,
the continuation,
the first piece could have been smaller.
But you didn't, you didn't.
You're already over. This is the next piece.
No, not necessarily. You're now bringing out a piece of an aver, which would then your malid. What would be the din? So this is not considered. This is certainly chaser, because nobody holds an aver. Doesn't have to be shalim, but surely it has to be shalim. So divrei akrovim no chayav ala achas. Even if the animal itself wasn't chaser, because they've already brought it up. There's no pagam of the chaser of the animal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, machlokes be eiver echad. With Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rish Lakish, he says, no, machlokes is eiver echad. And mar savar muktarei pnim shechaser v'her labakutz chayav, mar savar potter. So Rabbi Yochanan holds the machlokus over here is only legabe muktzarei pni. As we know, by muktzarei pni, things that were going to be brought up inside, where were shechted inside, a roif of the mizbeach inside, the din over there is that your machzir are poking the algabe mizbeach. And poking the algabe mizbeach is certainly a kezayis. I don't need a whole aver to be chayav and poking. Therefore, if I have that piece and I bring it up a chutz when it should have been brought in inside, so according to that mandi yomar, you would be chayav. According to the other mandi yomar, you would be potter. Right? So at least, so if you hold that, did I said Rabbi Yochanan already? Yes. Plague the Ula, whereas Ula is just the opposite. Akobodi b'muktari p'nim shvat v'alabokot shechayim. Ula is just the opposite. But b'fnim, for sure, there's no question. Since plaking is malin, so that means the smallest amount you have to put back on the mizbeach. So that small amount that would have needed to be put on the mizbeach that's brought outside is clearly an act of Allah. The machlokas would be b'muktari chutz. If you didn't have something that was going to be brought on the inside, it was going to be brought on the outside, so we're shechted on the outside now. And now it became chaser. And it was malavakutz. Marsava potter, marsava chayav. There is the question. And that's dependent, basically, in the way in which we learned the word earlier. Lo ve'el pesach omoy lo yivienu, meaning there has to be shalim. And there's no dinner poking. There we have the question of whether that's only muktarei pnim that were chasru, or muktarei chutz that were chasru. It's a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, you remember who said before, he's chayav on the muktarei pnim, and he doesn't need the extra pasuk. So that was the question of whether we have two psukim, one to be mamayit muktarei pnim, and one to be mamayit muktarei chutz, or whether we only have a single pasuk, the name of Kanavi, muktarei pnim, where the Torah is makshiv, even the slightest amount, to make it brought on the Mizbeach, if it fell off the Mizbeach, then everybody would be mother to the Chayiv. Okay? Ikeni Amri, or others say, Amar Ula Komodim, Mimukta Echvich Echot, Echvich Echot. And according to this, Ula also said that when you're talking about Muktore Echot, for sure you're Potter, because there's no din of poking. And that's even less than an Eivor Sholem. Lo nech v'elab muktarei pnim shechasr v'elo b'chutz marz havar potter marz havar chayiv. So now, this, according to this, the question is whether muktarei chutz whether muktarei pnim are similar to muktarei chutz, and you would be potter even on muktarei pnim because the din of poking is still taken out of Kekter Kutz from the din of Lo Yivieno, and it's not Shalem, and therefore the Torah isn't Machped on it, to be Machai Dukarts. Now, the Lashon, the first Lashon of Ula, who says that everybody is made by Muktarei Pnim, that you'd be Chayiv, which obviously assumes that no matter whether you're like Rav Shimon, or whether you're like Rav Yerzi Aglili, there's a din of Pekin that you have to be Masir, and therefore, by extension, if I makriv it b'chutz, I would be chayiv. And there are only machlokes as b'chutz, not on muktzorei pnim, but muktzorei chutz, argues clearly with Avu Adishmuel, because plidi Avu Adishmuel lishna kama diula, because Avu Adishmuel said, keman madrin et pokin megabim mizbeach, keman delok Rabbi Yossi Aglin. Now, the problem is, Rabbi Yossi, he's finding, when it says over here, not Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi, who says, Eino Chayev, in that case, you're not Chayev on each separate halach. And you're telling me that the question of whether Madrin and Pokin depends on whether you hold of Rabbi Yossi or not. And if you hold of Rabbi Yossi, since he says you're not Chayev, it must be that there's no din of Madrin and Pokin. Then obviously you understand that the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is about Muktarei Pnim, not about Muktarei Chutz. Now that's the opposite of Ula's first Lashon. Ula's first Lashon was everybody agrees by Muktarei Pnim that there's a din of poking, that you have to take something that falls off the Mizbeach, and it's a little piece, and put it back on. They were only talking about the Chutz, in which case Avu Adishmuel's statement would have been absolute nonsense. He's saying, who is the Bandi Omer that would say that we would put Pokin back on the Mizbeach? Certainly not Rabbi Yossi. What? According to Ula, Rabbi Yossi would have, of course Rabbi Yossi agreed to that. And of course Rabbi Yossi would have said that if you bring it for chutz, therefore you would be chayiv. Okay, so clearly that first Lashon of Ula is not consonant with Avu Adishmuel. Eino chayiv achi yala gabe hamizbeach. There's a further machlokas over here. When you do halas chutz, does it mean you do it on a mizbeach? Or do you just put it on something? Some surface that shows its chashivas and permanent.
Do we have a definition of what's a mizbeach?
We'll talk about how far we want to define the concept of mizbeach. Omer Ahuna, my time in Rabbi Yossi. Where did Rabbi Yossi get the idea that you need a Mizbeach? Because Vayivan Noach Mizbeach LaHashem. Why did Noach build a Mizbeach? There's no base on Migdash. There's no, I mean, it's just Akrova's foot. So clearly the idea of Akrova is bound up with a Mizbeach. It's not just a place in which you're makriv LaHashem when there's a mitzvah of building a bais, having a Mizbeach is innately related to Akrova. So if you're going to be makriv b'chutz, if it's not a Mizbeach, something's wrong with your act of Akrova. In the same way, if you're makriv in a wrong way, it's not Akrova. You're makriv l'hadin, it's not Akrova. You're not makriv on a Mizbeach, it's not Akrova. Omer of Yochanan of my time, the Rebbe Shimon. And why does Rebbe Shimon feel that that's not binding? How could Manoach bring a carbon on a rock? Where's the Mizbeach? So it's obviously not a Mizbeach. You don't need a Mizbeach for the act of Allah. That's a very good point. What about Vayimim is Be'ach Vashem? Who gova b'alma? Vayimim is Be'ach Vashem did not mean he made a Mizbeach as a structure. Basically, on a plane, you have to find something that is an act of our law is that it's raised. So you raise the surface, that's all it means. In a Mizbeach is a place to do Zvicha, that's all it means, a Mizbeach. So, where'd you get the idea of like some type of structure that in which you bring things together in order to be malat l'Hashem with binyan? There's no binyan involved in it.
How does that contradict the cell?
What's that?
How does that contradict the cell that we just had? That he was.
It doesn't.
No,
it's consistent with the cell. Mm-hmm. That's all that it is. It's a go of the alma. Well, first of all, we're talking about that's the Mokam HaMizbeach, and that's the Mokam HaMigdash, and there it's a completely different thing. It's not Allah's chutz, but over here it's Allah's chutz b'amish. It's down wherever he was, he built. The Edok Nami, what does he do with Vayikach Manoach? I mean, it does say that Manoach used the tzur. So how can Rabbi Yossi taina that it has to be Dafka Mizbeach? He taina that was El Rav Shah. So, I mean, that was a specific symbol. Bring this. It wasn't a typical halah. He was doing something very unusual over there. That basically the malach had been mechayev. Okay, so they did it. Vibay Sema. Or, you know what? Could be that Rabbi Shimon learned specifically that Mizbeach is excluded from the din of chutz because it says, Mizbeach Pesach Oel Moed. Why does Torah stress El Mizbeach Pesach Oel Moed? That's to tell me that there's a special relationship between the Mizbeach and the Oel Moed. That there's only a Mizbeach Pesach Oel Moed, but there's no Mizbeach in a Boma. Lefichach El Ala Sela Ala Evan would be, in fact, Chayev, and that's a Brisa. Chayev? What do you mean Chayev? Yotze, anybody want what you should say? You'd be Yotze. That's what he was talking about. No, we're extending. We're saying, Leficha, since there's no din of requirement of a Mizbeach, Bishas Heter Abomas, then Bishas Isra Abomas, if you would be Makrav on a Tzur without a Mizbeach, you would be Chayev. That's what he's saying. The two dinamers are related. Leficha, Bishas Isra Abomas, He'alala, Selo, Ha'evan, Chayav. So that's the Machlok is whether there's an innate connection between the Oel Moed and the Mizbeach, or whether Mizbeach is a separate phenomena which is nogea halah with or without a bias. Boy, yes, Rabbi Chanina. When you say a Mizbeach, I mean, what does that mean? As we know today, that a Mizbeach is defined as a yesod with kronos, with a sovev, I mean, it has to be square. Well, all those different dinim from Mizbeach that we had earlier. Are you defining Mizbeach technically over here, or does Mizbeach simply mean a number of stones joined together in an act of binyan? So, Keren, Kevesh, Yesod, Ribua, I mean, how about all of these special halachas? Are those ma'akev, if you're all that you need a Mizbeach, even as Noah did? So are they ma'akev b'boma, or is that for sure a din in the specific binyan of a mizbeach as is required from a tzibur who has a mokum to be makri. Amalei Reb Yirmiya, Tanya, actually the Braita says that the din of keren, kevesh, ribua, and yesod are actually ma'akev b'bama gedela. Wherever we have a tzibur that has a special place for hakrova, even if it's not a bias that asers other places for hakrova, such as Nov and Givon, right, where we did have a Mokom Miyukud that did not aser personal hakrova, but here where we're bringing as a tzibur in Nov and Givon, you do have to have a mizbeach in the sense of requiring the special dinam of a mizbeach. But there is no din of Keren Kevesh Ribua of a Yesod when it comes to a personal mizbeach. So in Ma'akvin, Biba Maktana, something that you build on your own roof, doesn't have to be Makbid Zava Kevesh and all of these things, or the din of Ribua, which is certainly very complex. You don't have to have that on your own roof. Only according to the Man Yomar, or else you need to have mizbeach, like with Yosef. No, we're at you. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef. You need Ribuan. So, no, you need a binyan of Avonim. That's all that counts. That's for sure. That's all Mary Ribuan. Nobody ever suggested that. The only question is whether it would work outside of the room.
The idea of having the Makom HaMitzvah, so you do that when you do a
program
right there,
if you hold it a Mizbeach is not Akim, you would need an instruction. That's what we've had before, Makim after Shem Mizbeach. Yeah, well, this was all of the, these were all the things that were involved in exactly, in the whole scandalous question of whether we should renew our Hakrovas Kavanos. It's changing.